May God rebuke him in comfort's sake. Roger Ryan Coward, cast into hell of Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking to help souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I have at this time, if my voice could only carry, great news. At 1 a.m. yesterday morning, Padre Pio came to my apartment. At first, I didn't recognize him. I woke my husband up thinking someone was smoking in the bedroom. There was a strange fragrance of, I wouldn't call it fragrance, more a smell of tobacco. And I thought someone would set the apartment on fire, so I checked my boys, but they were asleep. And I was reading the Apocalypse at the time. So then my husband returned to bed, and I sat down and started to read St. John's Apocalypse again, as Our Lady had asked, when that strange odor of tobacco, but it was like a tobacco. I was afraid somebody was in my basement smoking pot or something. So my husband and I tried to get him up, and I went down and looked in the basement window, but there was no one there. And I came back, and I said, Blessed Mother, I don't know what this is, because the odor had disappeared from the area again. As I sat down to read again, there it was, when all of a sudden I looked up, startled, because I felt someone in the room, but I couldn't see, when this voice just boomed out at me, a masculine voice, and he said, Padre Pio, my spiritual child. Oh, then I knew who it was, and oh, well, I wasn't startled anymore. I was very happy. And I asked him if he would help us with our work, and he said he would. Now, yesterday morning, I got up and went about my work, and I had to use the bathroom. And I went in, and I sat on the commode, but I had such cramps in my stomach that I put my feet up on the bathtub. And, oh, my goodness, when I looked at my feet, I noticed on my left foot there's a cross, and up over the instep, in, like, dried blood, is a 7, and then a 3. Under it, the 7 forms one part of the 3. It looks like an M sideways. The cross itself is a very strange cross. It's a beautiful-looking cross on my left instep. It's very big. We have photographs of it to keep for Holy Church. I guess Padre Pio wanted to make sure that I knew that he was there, and he gave physical evidence to Jesus of his arrival. Of course, I don't know at this time exactly why the cross is on my left foot, because the other one also is back on the right foot from when I've been through the Passion and through the grace of the Father and his wanting to tell the world. I've had been through the Passion of Jesus over 3 or 4 times, and now I notice where the nail went in the right foot, that cross is also coming out. I can only estimate my own human instincts that Jesus is telling me the cross is going to be more heavy or heavier, but that's perfectly all right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, stood at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. For men he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. The acts of faith conducted by Our Lady. There's a great light now coming just beyond the trees. Oh, it's making the area very, very bright. Oh, it's just beautiful. The light is white. It doesn't have the blue tint. Now, coming through the light, I see, oh, it's Michael. Oh, it's St. Michael. He has on a short outfit, though,
With laced like leggings, they look like office legs. And he's looking down now. He's carrying a very long spear, and the balance is in his left hand. Now he's coming forward. Oh, Michael is very, very big. Oh, he covers almost the whole sky, but he doesn't look out of proportion.
The Lord is to see. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
My child.
Jesus.
The Queen of Heaven and of Earth. The mediatrix between God and man has prepared you well.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother
of God, the saints and those who were washed clean by the blood of martyrdom, they join all in heaven crying for vengeance against deceitful mankind and the abominations that offend the eternal Father, abominations in the house of God.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray
for
us
sinners now and
at
the
hour of our death.
Hail Mary. Mankind,
the Lord,
entering into deep darkness,
blessed
has set himself to remove from among you the knowledge of the supernatural. In this manner, will you fall more easily into the darkness and eventual destruction of the abyss?
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for
us sinners
now and at the hour of our death. You will listen and follow the direction of the Queen of Heaven, or you will receive a just recompense. The punishment that will be visited upon mankind shall be meted in accordance with the sins and abominations in the house of God and in the heart of man.
Amen. The second joyful mystery, the visitation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Now the sky is opening up.
Thy will
it's just like a curtain pulling back. I can see dark, very dark clouds rolling, and they're opening up, and oh, Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she looks so beautiful. Our Lady is standing over at the left side of the flagpole. She's coming forward very quickly. Now, on her feet, as the wind is catching her gown, I can see Our Lady has golden slippers, and on each toe, not the toe, but the tip of her slipper, there is a golden rose. Our Lady, her feet look very dainty in the slippers. She looks so beautiful. With the light about her, Our Lady, the gown looks very, very white. And the light is catching the trim of her cloak that covers her head, goes all the way across her head, down her shoulders, and to her feet. It's like a coat, an overcovering. Our Lady has at her side a rosary. Oh, it's the white rosary with the golden Our Fathers. Now Our Lady is removing it from about her waist. She has what Our Lady is calling a girdle, my child, about the waist. A girdle like a belt, but Our Lady called it a girdle about the waist. Now Our Lady is extending her rosary in one hand like this forward. Now she is reaching into the folds of her dress and she's holding up, Our Lady is holding up the scapula, a brown scapula. Oh, it's a very large brown scapula so that I can see the picture on it. Our Lady holding the infant Jesus. Oh, it's very pronounced. Now Our Lady is leaning forward. My child, this is your armor and the armor for all mankind. With these sacramentals, we will withstand the onslaught of Satan and his agents. Yes, my child, the agents of hell, the demons from the abyss, always gather outside of a shrine of purity. They never sleep. It has been deemed necessary by the Father to give unto you a photograph of the transport from hell. You will inform your men of knowledge, scientists, that the vehicles known as UFOs are but transport from hell, sent to deceive and confuse mankind and set him in quest of another world that does not exist.
Glory be to the Father,
your protector and the guardian of your faith has not been entered into the houses of my son. Know that you will defeat yourselves with this action. Michael must be entered into the prayers and hearts of mankind. All clergy, all shepherds of the flock must praise the Father through his guardian, Michael. You must return, Michael, in your prayer after the holy sacrifice. Men of God, have you forgotten your vows? Intellectual pride, my child, has set mankind onto the road to his own destruction.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Your country, my child, is in a desperate state of soul. Without a major change or an intervention from the Father, many souls will be lost. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Pray that Satan does not enter into your homes and claiming your children. Many mothers will cry bitter tears of anguish. Too late, too late. Prepare now for what lies ahead.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Your country.
And
my child.
Of thy womb, Peter.
And the country of earth. Have become cesspools of sin.
Hail Mary.
Your leaders.
The Lord is with thee.
Are worshipping the creations of their hands.
And blessed is the fruit.
They seek power to destroy. They will set up among themselves. A church of man, excluding my son from among them. Satan shall sit upon the altars of my son's houses. Pray, pray, my child. Desperate days face mankind.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray
for
us sinners
now and at the hour of our death. The plan,
Hail Mary,
for the capitulation and ultimate fall of your country, America the beautiful, desecrated for gain.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
The plan is evolving fast.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Your government, your media, have given themselves unto the agents of Satan.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and
at the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father.
Yes, my child.
And to the Holy Ghost.
If man hath prayed more and turned to the Father, much could have been avoided. Man has been given a free will, and it is in the plan of the Father that he, as man and human, will seek his eventual life in the kingdom of God or with Satan in the abyss. You will pray much for your leaders in your government. Corruption and deceit abound in your country.
Thy will be done.
It is sad, my child. I am truly the mother of great sorrow. Knives pierce my heart. I cry tears of blood.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Our Lady now is extending her rosary out. And there's blood now coming from her face, from her eyes down onto her gown. Oh,
and
so much that the gown now is stained red. My child, you cannot wipe away these tears of blood.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The blood of the martyrs. the martyrs of the future shall be with you.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
My child, there are many armies given the light of knowledge to bring to mankind the truth in faith. Work and pray much. You will be sent many arms to aid you in this crusade of light against the darkness of Satan.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
I have told you in the past, and I must repeat, my child, a heavy cross will be carried by all who will stand fast in the faith with my son. You, my child, and others who will set the example for those who will be saved must accept a life of martyrdom. You will be scorned. You will be ridiculed. And you must, my children, be different. Were you of the world, you would be accepted. But now that the Father extends to you the grace to be of the light, you will be rejected by your world, which is now in the hands of Satan. His time grows short. He works fast for the souls. You must increase your lives of prayer and sacrifice. There are many traitors, enemies of the Father in heaven, in my son's houses. They will fall like rotten fruit as we shake the trees. And on that day, when my son shall set all to right, all that is rotten will fall. A good tree will not bear bad fruit. By their fruits will they be known to you.
Of the child Jesus in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
do
be thy
not,
name,
my child,
thy kingdom
and my
come,
children,
thy will
be deceived by the faces of evil, who come to you as angels of light, but are ravenous wolves, seeking to corrupt and destroy.
Hail Mary,
my son is a firm foundation. His house will go through much trial, but will never be destroyed before the house of my son shall fall. Mankind shall be cleansed with fire. The sun shall scorch your earth, and the skin will burn and dry up and blow off the bones as though it had never been.
I will.
son return? Shall he find my child? Even a flicker of faith left? The number saved will be counted in the few. Pray, pray much, my child. Days of great trial are ahead.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
The leaders in my son's houses upon earth, those who represent him, must set a better example as shepherds. Shall you stand before my son? Shall you as shepherds stand before him and say that your teaching has been clean in his sight? No. He will see through you and cast you into the fires of hell.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The warnings have come late for many, my child. Others have hardened their hearts, and their eyes are blinded as they have given themselves to the pleasures of the flesh and the riches of the world. Many have sold souls to get to the head. My son's houses, my child, the churches of earth are on troubled seas. He stands fast on at the helm. Do not abandon him. Pray, pray, that they do not remove from among you his tabernacle.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Listen,
among
my children.
And blessed is the fruit.
I have a message of great importance that you learn. Listen well. You must pray for the leaders of your country. Pray that those who come to despoil and destroy will be removed in time, that your country may be saved from the punishment, the chastisement planned by the Father. There is only, my children, one road to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is through my Son in the Father. All who deny my Son as the risen Christ, they are of the Antichrist and are against my son and his houses on earth. Do not join them by the deceitful ways of Satan that you call brotherhood and love.
Let us pray.
Seek beneath the surface for the truth.
Incarnation of Christ thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, made by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of
Satan
God.
Is the father of all liars. Many in your government, my children, are liars. For they have joined the synagogue of Satan. Pray, pray, that they change and mend their ways, so that your beautiful country will not join those who have been given over to the enemies of God.
Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered. Pontius
Pilate. For money. The world bargains for souls. For money. Many shall lose the faith. For money. Many will sell out their trust as pastors. For money. Your country and the countries of the world shall bring themselves to the edge of destruction by the promotion of a great war. A war that will affect the lives of every man, woman, and child. It will be a time of great tribulation.
Full of grace.
For all.
Blessed art thou among women.
A tribulation so great that were not my son to take pity on you and intervene, no life would remain upon your planet. Pray, pray, my children, for you do not know what lies ahead of you. It is in the direction of the Eternal Father that you remove from your country the forces of Satan now running rampant in the grouping you call the United Nations. You must, as a nation, take yourself away from this group of Satan. You have opened your door to the enemies of God. These enemies do not befriend you, but they wait to pounce upon you like vultures. They are bringing you down to your knees now, my children. Like vultures, they will await their time.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
I shall not, my child, be repetitious in my speech of the many abominations and atrocities that condemn the souls of mankind to hell. Impurity of heart, impurity of spirit, redeem yourselves by coming to my son in belief. Believe and you will be given the way.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
I see that black horse now. It's a horse. He's galloping right across the sky. It's a black horse. And there's a horrible-looking man upon it. He's dressed all in black. He looks like an executioner because he's got a... It looks like a grass cutter. It's like a Y-shaped... Hole, sort of. He's a reaper. Reaper. The word reaper is written over in the sky over his head. Death, famine, starvation. All the words are written now in the sky.
Oh. Blessed art thou among
my. He's just galloping craft across the sky now. I can't see him anymore. He's gone beyond the trees. Oh.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Oh, blessed Mother.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The enemies within your house my child. Will seek to silence you. Do not be afeard. You are protected by one of the highest guardians in the kingdom. Yes, my child. Satan can kill, but only if the Father permits this for the betterment of mankind. As I gave you directions in the past, you must follow these, my child. For with your free will, you must accept the consequences if you do not listen. Bar your doors to all but your immediate family and close workers. You must obtain more rest. You shall not win souls by socializing. Better that you pray, for silence is often golden. Your walls, my child, have developed ears. No, my child, Satan cannot read your mind. This is a great grace. He can only follow your plan by your expression and outward actions. Learn to communicate by the Spirit, my child. Think your way to us. Pray. Many words multiplied from the mouth do not necessarily bring you great graces. Better a few that come from the heart than constant prattle without meaning. Much of your faith, they have been removed. Gather the books given to you in the past. Though mankind has set himself above his God to remove these from among you, know that in the will of the Father, they have not been removed. You will receive all the numerous graces of indulgences as directed by your good leaders of old. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. All who pray together will surely, my child, stay together, united against the common enemy of God. You must not, my children, compromise the faith of my son's house. You will not save souls by meeting them when they have fallen away and protested against the true teachings of my son. You must bring them into his house, not tear down his house and enter upon those who have fallen and constructed another structure. No. Patch the cracks in my son's house. Set a better example, and the walls will echo to the praises of a father and the return of many souls into the light. There will not be, my child, one world religion, if there are enough prayers to offset Satan's plan. We ask for many victims. Victim souls who will make reparation to the Father for those offenses that are now making heavy the balance, use that determines the extent of the great chastisement upon mankind. Very much. Wear your sacramentals and go forward with your guardians. Now our lady is going over to the left side of the flagpole by the trees, and she's standing there now and extending her rosary with the cross. She's taking it and making the sign of the cross on the people in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. And now behind her is Michael, and there are many, many other angels. Two in particular I recognize because they're extremely, extremely big. Oh, they are so awesome, but they don't look abnormally big. It's just that they cover the whole sky. Raphael? Gabriel? Be seated now, my child, and join in the prayers of atonement.
I'm very weak. I feel like I'm going to faint.
All right. Just put your weight on our arms for a second. Take a couple of deep breaths. Take a couple of deep breaths. And just put your weight on our arms and we'll lift you right up. Ready? All right, up, lean back.
I have a great secret to give to you and all those who are knowledgeable. Human food is not necessary. No, there is a secret I reveal to you at this time. You can be nourished by the body and blood of my Son. For the secret, my child, is that you will be fed the manna from heaven. Tetsu with a tape.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is
he
with
is
thee.
Present.
Blessed art thou among women.
Tetsu with a tape, our lady said he is present. Bring your feet forward. I would like to converse with you. You have followed my directions well to read the writings of the good John, St. John, as I wish him to be known upon earth. The Father used him as an instrument to give you the knowledge of the end days. I will explain the part, my child, that puzzled you most. All are in symbolic form, but if you pray to the Spirit for the light, your mind will be open to the truth. Know that there will be two phases with the closing of the book of the Apocalypse, placed on parchment by St. John, the good John on the island. There will be great trial and punishment, tribulation in the house of God, the houses of God throughout the world, and in the lay life of the human being. The fight will be a war of the spirit. The pages of the apocalyptic times must turn. All who remain after this time of great trial will join with my son in setting up the kingdom that I promised you, the time of great peace.
In the name of the
it
Father,
will only
and of the Son,
be with
and of
you,
the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This great peace promised at the return, the second coming of my Son Jesus.
Who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary.
After the great tribulation, the number saved will be counted in the few. They will join with my son and continue on with a life of great joy and glory to the Father as planned in the beginning. Satan will tempt none evermore until the time allotted given to him before the great and final judgment. Satan will be chained, my child, for a number of earth years. He will no longer roam to tempt mankind. My son shall be the ruler upon earth. And then, after this time, Satan will be loosed once again to tempt mankind, as man will then evolve back into his human nature and find himself offending the Father and sinning once more. Then will come the general final judgment upon mankind, the end of time.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed also.
It will be at this time
and blessed is the
that there will come unto you a new heaven and a new earth. The new Jerusalem promised from the beginning of time by the Father.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Your spirit will return to your bodies. United will be the body and the soul. You will be set in judgment. That, my child, will give you a condensed knowledge of what lies in the pages to read. You must, my child, awaken your brothers and sisters to the fact that the days ahead have all been in the plan of the Father, knowledgeable to him, as he knows all past, future, and present. Read the book of love and life, your Bible. Do not discard the apocalyptic days, my children. Try to unravel these symbols and secrets. They are not difficult. Hidden within the pages, you will find the full story of the days ahead. However, the pages will turn only as mankind deems, slowly or faster. At the present time, my child, it is like a great wind has taken the book and blown it away, and the pages are turning faster and faster, bringing man faster to the end of his time.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is...
Do not be afraid, my child, to repeat all that I have made known to you. They will call you a prophet of doomsday. Ah, but my child, how sad it will be when they recognize all that was given to them. The knowledge that they chose to cast aside, caring more for the things of their world than for the joys and treasures of heaven that cannot ever be despoiled or removed. A life eternal with happiness and glory, discarded
among women
for the pleasures of the world of Satan. Oh, my children, is it not any wonder that my tears fall? They fall as teardrops from heaven.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I am truly a mother of great sorrow.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
hi, child. We hear all these words, I say words, of peace, peace, peace and brotherhood. But man shall never find peace, nor true brotherhood, without his God.
Saint Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and the snare.
He shall not.
May God rebuke him, we
have. Unite as one the ways of the world and my son's house, church. Man shall not be set up as an idol to worship. The following of this course has condemned many to hell, be they layman or wearing mitres upon their heads. They too have fallen into the abyss. For our free will, they have chosen to offend the Father.
Give us the
and discard the trust given to them in that vocation.
Hail Mary.
Return my son's house to the state of holiness and purity. Do not defile it any longer. Discipline! Casters, where is your discipline? You will not counsel by filling your coffers.
And blessed is the free
daily collections, money changers in the temples.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
The gift.
Blessed is the fruit.
From heaven.
Thy womb.
But are eternal. Have no price placed upon them. They are free for the asking.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
Ask.
Blessed art thou.
And you will receive my children.
Among and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners and now at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
My child, there will be many
and
armies strong with the faith. Though not with material gain, or even the comforts of the human body.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
They will live in the Spirit, neither seeking the plaudits, the praise of the world, nor any worldly gain, accepting a pledge and vow of chastity and piety and poverty.
Blessed art thou.
We ask this in reparation for the many foolish maidens who have cast aside at this time their vows when they became the brides of Christ. They cast him aside, divorced him from their hearts, and sought the pleasures of the world
of thy womb, Jesus,
and mankind.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and
many homes are defiled by the example of the parents. The children, innocent victims of their elders, whatever shall become of them.
Blessed art thou.
Pray for the children.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Parents, you who have heard my words of caution, protect your children, for Satan has seated himself beside your door. He waits to devour your child when he leaves your home, setting agents among you.
Saint Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And you, thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power
of your example must be one of strength and faith. Keep the faith in the hearts of those you love.
The glorious mystery, the
the descent of the...
For the souls who knock upon your door are to be pitied, for they wallow in evil.
Hallowed be thy name.
Pray for all men of sin.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
I, now all who are able, please kneel as an act of atonement, for many do not bend the knee for Jesus during the holy sacrifice, a lady says. Now a lady is pointing up, and the sky is opening, and oh, Jesus is coming forward now. He has no shoes on. He's with bare feet, and he has on his white gown. And his cloak is a red, a sort of a burgundy red cloak, and it's tied about his neck. And it must be very windy up there, too, because his cloak is blowing and Jesus is smiling. Now he's placing his hands out in front of him, and the rays are coming now from his hands. They're coming down now. Oh, they're so bright. On both sides of the flagpole. Oh, one of his hands is pointing. The rays are coming down over on the my right side of, over here. Oh, my. Oh, they are so bright. And now with Jesus here on his right hand, the rays are coming also down on the left side of the flagpole. Oh, and they're turning colors now. The rays look green and blue. Oh, all the colors of the rainbow. Oh, they're just beautiful. Oh. Oh, and now Jesus is going up over the flagpole, and he's coming down now by just a little above the St. Michael banner. Now Jesus is bending forward, and he's placing his fingers together like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now Jesus is looking down. I bless you, my children, as the Father blesses you in the Holy Ghost. Your prayers of atonement will bring back many who otherwise would be destined for the abyss. Now Jesus is going over to the left side of the flagpole, and Our Lady is with him. Oh, she's so beautiful. There's a great light now about Our Lady's head. Oh, I notice now she has on a very small crown, a golden circlet. It's almost though like a crown of thorns, though. The crown is a circlet, but it's woven almost like the thorns that Jesus had in his crucifixion. Oh, now Jesus is coming over, and he's looking down. And now he's extending his hand out like this, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And now Jesus is coming down closer. My child, you have worked with much haste. The time grows short. The enemies have entered into your government. Pray much for them. The demons possess many. They come in great multitudes, for they know the strength of prayer in your area. Should this be removed, your city, your state, and your country will go through a period of great suffering never seen before in this country. Now Jesus is moving over to the right side of the flagpole, and he's placing his hand out again. And Our Lady now is coming before him, and she's extending her rosary as Jesus places his hand out, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Additional graces I give unto you, my dedicated. Those who remain true to your teachings, know that there is none whom you will answer to but the Father. Eternity is forever. Do not bargain your soul for the few years you have on your planet Earth. Now Jesus is rising high. He seems to be just floating backwards. Oh, he's just carried up. And Our Lady is standing there and looking down. Now Michael is coming from behind the trees on the right side. And behind him are beautiful, they're like children. They're small angels. They're dressed in all different colors of the rainbow. Oh, they're beautiful. They look beautiful. Oh, and they have about their heads, flowers. They're floral wreaths of roses. Some are yellow. And the little angel that looks like the figure of a little child, a girl, I believe. It looks like a girl, little angel. And she has on a circlet of pink roses about her head. And then next to her is an angel all dressed all in white. But that angel, a little childlike figure, has a green, leafy-looking wreath about her head. Now Our Lady is coming forward. My child, what has happened to the processions in honor of your God and the memory of the suffering of my son? We do not see any down upon earth. Can this not be restored for the glory of heaven? Oh, Our Lady is referring to the lack of processionals and outward atonement to the Father. Remember, my child, I have requested that mittens be worn in all public processions. Mittens are gloves, Our Lady said. Now Our Lady is taking her golden crucifix, her rosary, the beautiful, the rosary Our Lady's carrying, the beads are white, very large, but they seem almost to be a pink. They catch as they turn. They're like pearls. I never saw a real pearl, but they're like, I would think pearls, because they seem to catch all the colors of the rainbow as they turn, and they glow beautifully. And the Our Father, the bead must be solid gold. It's so beautiful. And the crucifix, Our Lady has a crucifix, and I don't see a corpus on it. It's a crucifix without the corpus, but, and now she is making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And Our Lady is smiling now, and she's floating over, and Michael's behind her, and the little children, angels, they're so tiny, they're like cherubims almost. They're dressed in long gowns, different colors, pink, blue, a deep sort of an orange, beautiful orange, a color I never saw before, but it's a combination of an orange and a brown sort of. And now they're coming over with Our Lady, and Our Lady is bending down, and she's holding her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, we send upon you, my children, many graces, graces of cure and graces of conversion. Graces in abundance for the asking. We send forth a shower of roses upon you, and the graces will be as plentiful as the petals of the roses. Now Michael is coming forward, and he's standing beside Our Lady, and he says, honor well the Mother of God, the true mystical rose of the kingdom of heaven. And now Michael is now, he's standing behind Our Lady, and he's placed his sword. It's like a long spear above Our Lady's head. He said, I do this, my child, in reverence to the Queen of Heaven for the many offenses to her immaculate heart being committed at this time in the hearts of mankind and upon your earth. Now Our Lady is going up, up, over towards the trees on the right side with Michael. Now Our Lady is bending forward. Continue, my child, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed at this time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. An act of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It is the consecration of St. Louis de Montfort. I, a faithless sinner,
renew and ratify,
today,
in thy hands,
O Immaculate Mother,
the vows of my baptism,
I renounce forever,
Satan,
his pomps,
and works,
and I give
myself
entirely
to Jesus Christ,
the incarnate wisdom,
to carry
my cross
after him,
all the days
of my life,
and to be
more faithful
to him
than I have ever been
before. In the presence
of all the heavenly court,
I choose thee
this day
for my mother
and mistress.
I deliver
and consecrate
to thee
as thy slave
my body
and soul
My goods,
both interior
and exterior,
and even
the value
of all
my good actions,
past, present,
and future.
Leaving to thee
the entire
and full right
of disposing
of me
and all that belongs to me
without exception
according to thy good pleasure
for the greatest glory of God
in time and in eternity.
Amen.
The litany to the Blessed Virgin Mary, which holds, as Our Lady says this evening, an indulgence of 7 years and a plenary indulgence under the usual conditions, if recited with verses and oration daily for a month. If you say the litany to Our Lady for a month under the conditions of receiving the Eucharist, you will gain a plenary indulgence for yourself or whomever you should choose at the time of death. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ hear us.
Christ hear us.
Christ graciously hear us.
Christ graciously hear us.
God the Father of heaven,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Now you say, pray for us. Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Holy Mother of God,
pray for us.
Holy Virgin of Virgins,
pray for us.
Mother of Christ,
pray for us.
Mother of Divine Grace,
pray for us.
Mother Most Pure,
pray for us.
Mother most chaste.
Pray for us.
Mother inviolate.
Pray for us.
Mother undefiled.
Pray for us.
Mother most amiable.
Pray for us.
Mother most admirable.
Pray for us.
Mother of good counsel.
Pray for us.
Mother of our Creator.
Pray for us.
Mother of our Savior.
Pray for us.
Virgin most pure.
Pray for us.
Virgin most prudent.
Pray for us.
Virgin most venerable.
Pray for us.
Virgin most renowned.
Pray for us.
Virgin most merciful.
Pray for us.
Virgin most faithful.
Pray for us.
Mirror of justice.
Pray for us.
Seat of wisdom.
Pray for us.
Cause of our joy.
Pray for us.
Spiritual vessel.
Pray for us.
Vessel of honor.
Pray for us.
Singular vessel of devotion. Mystical rose. Tower of David. Tower of ivory. House of gold. Ark of the covenant. Gate of heaven. Morning star. Health of a sick. Refuge of sinners. Comfort of the afflicted.
Pray for us.
Help of Christians.
Pray for us.
Queen of angels.
Pray for us.
Queen of patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Queen of prophets.
Pray for us.
Queen of apostles.
Pray for us.
Queen of martyrs.
Pray for us.
Queen of confessors.
Pray for us.
Queen of virgins.
Pray for us.
Queen conceived without original sin.
Pray for us.
Queen assumed into heaven.
Pray for us.
Queen of the most holy rosary.
Pray for us.
Queen of peace.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God, you who take away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Grant unto us, thy servants, we beseech thee, O Lord God, at all times to enjoy health of soul and body, and by the gracious intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, ever virgin, when freed from the sorrows of this present life, to enter into that joy which hath no end, through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Like a baptism.
Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of others, pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us.